Hey, what's up? This is a micro review of Persona 4. This is Sheds from GiantBomb.com. Just a warning that there's probably going to be some spoilers in this micro cast, as Ryan Davis would call it. I just finished Persona 4 today, and I'm writing a text review for GiantBomb.com right now. I just thought I'd kind of talk out some pros and cons ahead of time, sort of like a micro review or something. I guess the thing that stands out most about the game is the social link system. It was my favorite part of Persona 3, and it's my favorite part of Persona 4. You really feel like you're getting to know all the characters in the game, and it's cool to see them kind of trust you over time. It's something that's like suspiciously absent from a lot of RPGs, like the sense that you're really getting to know the characters. Usually they just kind of develop on their own, even though everyone's always as a group all the time. So it's kind of cool. I really like the social links. And I guess just along with that is like the atmosphere in the game. Like, it's really like kind of like a clockwork setting. It goes like day by day. You go to school, you talk to people, your relationships grow over time. It really feels like you're living in the game, and that's one of the major things that the game is going for. And it just really pays off. In the end, I was really impressed by how much I felt a part of the world that the game takes place in, Inaba. The combat, kind of like Persona 3, just kind of gets old after a while. It's a fun combat system. It's all about exploiting weaknesses. So if an enemy's weak against ice, for example, and you hit them with ice, you knock them down and you get another turn. So if you kind of master the weaknesses system, you can go for several turns in a row and really get a leg up on the enemy. Of course, they can do the same to you, and that's cool, but it just, yeah, it really didn't seem like it would have much longevity to me, and it doesn't. It really kind of gets a little old by the end of the game. And probably the worst part of Persona 4, I think, is like the late game plot twists. It's a murder mystery plot, and you really don't have any sense of who the villain is until about 40 hours into the game, and by that point you're almost at the end, and it just doesn't build up. Like, the build up going towards who the villain is, just it doesn't pay off at all, without giving too much away. But overall, I think Persona 4 is like a 4 out of 5 star game. I'll have the review up soon, and I hope you enjoyed listening. Thanks.